Do you know who this is? You kind of edit the music and play it. Would you have known who this was?
I wouldn't have. I'll be honest. I wouldn't have known. I really like this, the feel of this song, though. That's just cool.
I don't know what instrument makes that right there.
Yeah, I've used it before, but I can't remember. It's been too long. I was one of those quote-unquote band geeks, you know. But Steph said, you got to play something Arizona. And when it's got a little rattlesnake feel in the background, I mean, this just feels like you're strolling through the desert, doesn't it?
Just waiting to see old Clint Eastwood spit a big chaw.
Yeah, exactly.
Mangy mud or a scorpion or...
John Wayne steps out of a little tavern out on the desert, and he stands on the boardwalk looking around. I mean,
if this crowd is all you gotta go up, they don't look tough enough to me to stomp a stringy jackrabbit.
Why you gotta pick out a jackrabbit? I mean,
the South Dakota jackrabbit right there. Yeah. So,
hey, I did find that history, though. The Vanderbilt, it was the Biltmore House in Asheville, North Carolina. It's the largest personal residence in the U.S., and it was the Vanderbilt family, and they were rail people. They started a lot of the first rail lines, and that's how they made their fortune.
So, how big is the home?
Ooh. Well, you had to go that far into it. I was feeling so good about myself.
I guess what I was going to say is, what would you ever possibly do with a house that big? In fact, the gentleman that wrote and was singing that song, Kris Kristofferson, has another one. What is it? Anyway, it's a song about how he built this huge mansion for his wife and the whole time neglected her, so she left him because
he was building.
He never paid any attention to her. He was obsessing over building this huge mansion, and she's like, all right, this whatever, I'm out of here. Kris Kristofferson, he's got some good ones. If you do enjoy country music, the Sidewinder Festival in Westworld, coming up at the end of the month, April 25th and 26th. A lot of today's country music, I wouldn't even call country music. David Nail, he's got some okay ones. I really like Red Light, the first one I remember from him. But then when he got to Whatever She's Got and he started kicking in the auto-tune, I'm like, all right, dude, you lost me. But Steve Earle, if it's the same Steve Earle that does Guitar Town, he's a lot of fun. Shooter Jennings, Waylon's son, he has a lot of good stuff. He's one of those that has several different types of music genres, though, but his old country stuff's a lot of fun. Marty Stewart, flashback to the 80s there, along with Vince Gill. So there will be some more traditional country music artists there. And then if you are into the new stuff, they have Sarah Evans, the Time Jumpers, I've never even heard of them, Josh Abbott Band. I assume this is all modern stuff, because otherwise I would know it. But that's coming up at Westworld. You can go to SidewinderMusicFest.com. We have a huge program coming up here in the next 3 hours, starting the 8 o'clock hour, as always, our landscape and garden hour. If you've got a question, we will have a couple experts here in studio from the Arizona Nursery Association, the executive director, Cheryl Gore, along with plant expert Cindy Writing. They've both been on the program in the past and are always a pleasure. We're looking forward to having them in studio. The 9 o'clock hour, we will have Kevin Rogers, along with Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau. We will still have our open line hour if you'd like to call in about anything related to your house, home, castle, or cabin. We will be taking your calls, but we wanted to bring them in because the Maricopa County Fair is coming up, and it's a great time to get to a livestock auction where you can purchase the actual meat, and there are butchers there that are available. You can do a co-op if you want to go in with three or four neighbors. Trust me, the meat you're going to get, you'll either need another freezer or you're going to need three or four families to help share this meat. So then you've got your family meat and roasts and tenderloins and fillets and burgers all ready for the next 4 or 5 months. And you will really appreciate what meat's supposed to taste like when you go, when you get it that local and that fresh, with no shipping preservatives, no special dye off the shelves. I understand that, you know, a lot of people rely on that, but if you want some good meat, you man, it's hard to beat it raised yourself. So Kevin will be here. If you've never done that before, would like to maybe just get into it or see what it's all about. He'll have some advice for you on that. 10 o'clock hour, we're talking decorative concrete. My favorite topic. It baffles me the amount of wood people use when constructing homes in Arizona. Put a piece of masonry out there and put a piece of wood out there in the sun. Come back a week later, a year later, 10 years later. It will tell you which one's the right product to work with. You'll just see the difference. And to build with a product that's going to create a huge amount of maintenance just baffles me. I don't understand it. Saving a couple bucks at the upfront cost to spend thousands of dollars trying to maintain it years down the road. I'm dumbfounded. I'm absolutely dumbfounded. When I built my home, every square inch was decorative concrete. The patios, we put a very tan dye into the concrete, and we stamped it, and then we went back on top of the grains and brushed a different light coloring so it actually looked like a wood patio, but it was all concrete. The inside, we acid stained, and we flat-tooed original Arizona horse cattle brands we got out of a livestock book my neighbor had from 1913. We'll talk all about that at 10 o'clock hour.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.